Prologue. Haven was the first one to hear his mother's alarmed cry. Immediately, he seized his younger brother Wesley by the collar of his polo shirt, making him squeal in protest.
"Let go of me, Have. I want to play."
Haven ignored his 8-year-old brother's objection and slammed his hand over his mouth.
"Shut up,"
he ordered, keeping his voice low. He could sense his mother's mounting fear, despite the fact that he and Wesley were in the den and their mother's panicked scream had come from the kitchen where she was mixing potions.
"Someone's in the house. Keep quiet."
He gave his brother a stern look. Wesley's eyes widened in fear, but he nodded nevertheless. Haven took his hand off Wesley's mouth and was rewarded with his brother's silence. Anticipating something just like this, his mother had drilled a strict protocol into him and his brother. Hide and keep quiet. As much as Haven wanted to obey his mother, her scream had torn through his gut. He'd be a coward if he didn't help her. He was tall for his age, almost a man. Being abandoned by their father less than a year ago had forced him to grow up fast. He was the man of the house now. It was up to him to help his mother.
"Go get Katie and hide under the stairs."
Their baby sister was sleeping in the downstairs bedroom, rather than in the nursery upstairs, so she could be heard if she woke. She wasn't due to be fed for another 2 hours, and hopefully that meant she'd remain asleep. Wesley took off, running down the hallway, his sock-clad feet making no sound on the hardwood floor. Haven mustered all his courage and crept toward the kitchen door.
"You know you have to sacrifice one of them, so who's it gonna be?"
a man hissed from inside the kitchen. The malevolence in the stranger's voice was unmistakable, and a cold shiver slithered up Haven's spine like a snake.
"Never,"
Haven's mother answered, a flash of white light accompanying her words. He knew if she was using magic so openly on the intruder, it meant he was a preternatural creature, not human.
Shit.
A burglar mom would have no problem dealing with, but this was different. That's why she needed his help, whether she'd forbidden it or not. She could ground him all she wanted later, but he wasn't going to stay away and hide like a spineless weasel. Wesley could take care of Katie by himself, but Haven was old enough now, 11 to be exact, to help his mother defeat an attacker. Haven inched forward and glanced around the doorframe into the well-lit kitchen. Aghast, he pulled back.
Double shit!
Without a doubt, her attacker was a vampire, top of the food chain. His fangs were extended and pushed past his open lips, his eyes glaring red like a car's taillights in the night. While vampires weren't immune to witchcraft, Haven's mother was merely a minor witch with no powers beyond her potions and spells. She'd never mastered control of any of the elements, water, air, fire, and earth, as others of her kind had. She was nearly defenseless. The tall, slim vampire had his hand clamped around her neck, even as her lips moved as if trying to cast a spell, but no words issued from her throat. She struggled in his hold, her eyes darting to her side, searching desperately for a means of escape. There was no way out. No way she could free herself if she couldn't utter a spell to make the vampire release her. And even then, Haven knew what he had to do. Summoning all his courage, he rushed through the door and charged for the kitchen counter, where an assortment of kitchen utensils stood in an earthen jug. He reached for the wooden spoon and broke it in half. At the sound, the vampire snapped his head toward Haven and flashed his fangs in irritation. A warning snarl ripped from his throat.
"Big mistake, little boy. Big mistake."
Nobody called him little and got away with it. A choked gurgle came from his mother. She blinked her eyes at Haven, intent on sending him a message despite her obvious distress. He understood her all too well, but he wasn't going to flee. She wanted him to save himself. But he was no coward. How could she even think that he would run and leave her in the hands of this monster?
"Let my mother go,"
he demanded from the vampire, and lifted his hand holding the makeshift stake. Haven charged toward the vampire, letting out a warrior cry like he'd seen in the westerns he loved to watch on TV. Before he reached the bloodsucker, the vamp dropped his hold on his mother and tossed her against the stove, the sound of her back connecting with the metal oven door blasting a wave of fury through Haven. Faster than his eyes could follow, the vampire was on him and gripped his wrist, holding it immobile. Haven clenched his teeth and kicked his leg against the massive creature's shin, but to no avail. A growl issued from the vampire's mouth. Behind him, Haven caught sight of his mother getting up, moaning in pain. But her face looked determined, and her lips mouthed a spell.
"Night bring day, day bring night. Help the small and..."
The vampire twisted Haven's wrist, wrenching the stake from his clenched fist. It clattered to the floor, rolling out of reach. Then the vampire released him. Spinning around, he reached into his jacket and pulled out a knife.
"You stupid witch," he snarled. "I was gonna let you live."
Undeterred, Haven's mother continued chanting,
"Tall, and give them might."
Haven launched himself at the vampire from behind, trying to wrestle the knife from his hands, but his opponent jabbed his elbow into the soft muscles of Haven's tender stomach and shoved him to the floor. When Haven looked up, he only saw the flick of the vamp's wrist as he released the knife to find its target. A startled shriek interrupted his mother's chants. The knife had hit her in her chest. As she tumbled to the floor, blood staining her white apron, Haven scrambled to get closer, but the vampire blocked his approach.
"Haven,"
his mother's strained voice cried out,
"remember to love." "No! You bastard!"
Haven screamed.
"I'll kill you!"
But before he could do anything, the cry of a baby filled the house. Katie. The vampire's head spun toward the hallway. Then a self-satisfied grin spread over his mouth. It did nothing to alleviate the ugliness of his visage.
"Much easier," he proclaimed. "As if I wanted to burden myself with the likes of a troublesome little boy."
"No!"
Haven screamed, realizing he was going after Katie. The vampire had said that all he needed was one of them. The vampire stampeded out of the kitchen and down the hall. Haven ran after him, picking up a broom that leaned against the wall. He cracked the handle over his knee and gripped the shorter end like a stake. When he reached his brother's hiding place beneath the stairs a few seconds later, the bloodsucker was already pulling Wesley from it, and Katie's wails mixed with Wesley's panicked squeals.
"Help! Haven! Mom! Help me!"
The vampire yanked the little bundle that was Katie from Wesley's arms and pressed her to his chest, while he held Haven's struggling little brother off with one hand. Wesley's attempts at boxing the vampire in the stomach were futile. His tiny fists did no damage to the creature.
"Stop, you little idiot."
Neither Wesley nor Haven listened to the vampire's command. Instead, Haven jumped, his makeshift stake in his raised hand, but the bastard turned too fast. He slammed Wesley against the wall and raised his arm to fend off Haven's stake, holding Katie higher with his other arm. Haven was no match for the supernatural creature, even with his fierce determination to save his sister. The vampire kicked him against the wall, the impact knocking the wind out of Haven. Pain seared through him, reminding him that he was only a human without any skills to fight the powerful bloodsucker.
"I mean you no harm. I'm only taking one of you."
There was a flicker of something in his eyes, almost as if he regretted what he was doing.
"To keep the balance."
A second later, he was gone. The front door was left ajar, darkness intruding on Haven's devastated home, the chill and fog taking hold where warmth and love had lived earlier. Wesley moaned,
"Mom, help us!"
Haven crawled the few feet that separated him from his brother. How could he possibly tell Wes what had happened to their mother? And Katie, what was going to happen to Katie?
"Mom can't help,"
Haven whispered to his brother, ignoring the pain in his ribs as best he could. It was nothing compared to the pain he felt in his heart. He looked at Wesley and saw tears of realization run down his cheeks. Haven couldn't cry. Instead, his heart filled with hatred. Hatred for everything magical, everything preternatural, everything not human. because despite not knowing what the vampire had wanted or why he'd killed his mother, Haven suspected it had to do with her magic. There could be no other reason. He'd not been here to rob them of any of their worldly goods. To keep the balance, he'd said. The balance of what? Haven stared at his brother and squeezed his hand.
I will find him, and I will kill him and all vampires that cross my path, and we'll get Katie back, I promise you.
And he wouldn't rest until he'd fulfilled his promise.